pay homage to the Buddha first. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Today's talk is Samadhi Sutta, concentration from Anguttara Nikaya 4.41. And this sutta is translated by Thanissaro Bhikkhu. Monks, there are the four developments of concentration. Which four? There is the development of concentration that, when developed and pursued, leads to a pleasant abiding in the here and now. There is the development of concentration that, when developed and pursued, leads to the attainment of knowledge and vision. There is the development of concentration that, when developed and pursued, leads to mindfulness and alertness. There is the development of concentration that, when developed and pursued, leads to the ending of the ignorance. And what is the development of concentration that, when developed and pursued, leads to a pleasant abiding in the here and now? That is the case when a monk, quite withdrawn from sensuality, withdrawn from unskillful qualities, enters and remains in the first jhana. Rapture and pleasure born from withdrawal, accompanied by direct thought and evaluation. With the stealing of direct thoughts and evaluation, he enters and remains in the second jhana, rapture and pleasure born of composure, unification of awareness free from directed thoughts and evaluation, internal assurance. With the fading of rapture, he remains equanimous, mindful and alert, and senses pleasures with the body. He enters and remains in the third jhana, of which the noble ones declare equanimous and mindful, he has a pleasant abiding. With the abandoning of pleasure and pain, as with the earlier disappearance of elations and distress, he enters and remains in the fourth jhana. Purity of equanimity and mindfulness, neither pleasure nor pain. This is the development of concentration that, when developed and pursued, leads to a pleasant abiding in the here and now. So, this sutta mentioned that when you develop concentration, what benefit you can get. And the first benefit Buddha mentioned is you achieve pleasant abiding here and now by entering into first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, and fourth jhana. So now I want to talk about how to achieve first jhana by using mindfulness of breathing. So from now onward, we will shift our loving kindness meditation to mindfulness of breathing. How should we start? First, we know the object of this practice is breath. breathing in or in-breath and out-breath. Then how should you focus your attention? Keep your awareness under the nostril or in front of you. So two places. One is directly under your nostril. Another one is a little bit far from the nostril, in front of you. And you mindfully breathe in, mindfully breathe out. Keep your attention under the nostril or in front of the nose here. Many people who practice mindfulness of breathing by following the breath. When breathe in, the breath go up to the head, and when breathe out, the wind go down to the abdomen. So many yogis, through my teaching experience in USA, many yogis follow the breath up to the head, down to the abdomen, again and again. Can you develop deep concentration by following the breath up and down or not? Yes or no? Because your mind keep on moving. Your mind is moving up and down, up and down. You can develop concentration, but not the deep concentration. In order to develop deep concentration, you have to keep your object at one place. And your mind should not move. Your mind stay with the object quietly. Don't move the mind. This is the difference. If you want to go to deep concentration, don't move your mind up and down following the breath. Instead, stay with the breath under the nostril at all times. And sometimes when you breathe in or breathe out, the breath will touch us somewhere, maybe the left nostril or right nostril. If you can aware of the touching point or where the air touches, then you should fix your attention on that touching point, but aware of the air. Just touching point is not anapana practice. Anapana means breathing in and breathing out. But if you're just aware of touching point and without knowing the in and in breath and out breath, this is not correct. But why we mention touching point? Because somebody, their mind cannot fix at one place. Their mind used to follow the air up and down. For this type of person, touching point helps his mind to anchor, to stay firmly on one place. But if you don't have problem of placing your mind on one place, then touching point is not so important. Important is in and out breath, but keeping your attention under the nostril. So this is the important point. The second important point you have to bear in mind at all times is while you pay attention to your breath, please soften your mind as soft as a baby. You have to soften your mind as soft as baby, then very quick you make progress. But if you pay too much attention on the breath until all squished together your eyebrow all squished together, then from your facial expression I know you are not doing well. It's not necessary to put so much effort. It's our habitual pattern of, doing things, goal-oriented. So we put a lot of effort in order to aware of the air. not necessary. So just make your mind soft, gentle, soft, and very lightly aware. Don't focus. Just aware of the in-breath and out-breath. No tension at all, okay? Okay, got you. If you have question, you wait until I finish. Okay, so for some yogi, you know, who are concentrate on the breath, at the same time, there is thought. You know, like behind, there is thought, although his mind is aware of the breath. So this state shows that your concentration is not deep enough. Therefore, sometimes your mind go to the thoughts, sometimes your mind go to the breath. But it seems that you are aware of the breath all the time. But why you still can aware of the thoughts, of the thinking? Because mind is so fast. One thought moment, one mind moment cannot have two objects. So when you are aware of the breath, at the same time you are aware of the thoughts. It means the mind go to the breath, go to the thought, go to the breath, go to the thinking, but you cannot see clearly. Therefore you thought, you think that, why I have two objects? Okay? But when your mind go very deep, sink into the breath, then there's no thinking at all, no thoughts at all. But it takes quite a lot of times to reach that state, unless you have good parami. Good parami means that you have practiced a lot anapanasati in your past life. Then when you come to this life and practice again anapanasati, it becomes very easy for you. If not, it takes quite some time to calm down the mind. Because all the time, all the while, we let our mind wander here and there, right? In our daily life, our mind wander from one object to another object. Now we come to the retreat, want to tame the mind won't listen to you. Just like a fish, huh? You catch a fish and put on a dry land, and the fish just struggling, want to go back into the water he used to live. Similarly, our mind used to live in the wandering thought, wandering here and there. So now you want to control your mind and let it stay quietly on a single object. You feel so difficult. Although the breath is with you throughout your life, all the time. Therefore, don't feel disappointed if you cannot concentrate well in the beginning. This is nature for everybody. So except when the mind wander off, you know the mind has wandered off. Then come back again. Come back again to the breath. Then after a few seconds, wander off again. Never mind. Be patient. Come back again. Again and again, until the wandering thought feel tired. I better stay quiet. Then you experience the bliss. Okay? But if you give in to the thoughts, to the thinking mind, then you become the slave. Then the thinking mind take over of you, of your meditation. Okay, so but for beginners who have not yet practiced this anapanasati, the commentary suggests that you can count the breath if there is too much restlessness. So when you sit down quietly, focus on aware of the in-breath and out-breath, breathing in, mentally say, if you are beginners, mentally say breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. Then mind wander off. Come back again, breathing in, breathing out. Then if the mind keeps on wander off, then please count the breath. Breathing in, breathing out, one. Breathing in, breathing out, two. Count up to five, enough. If you count up to eight, after four, you also forget a number. So count shorter better. Count up to five. Count up to eight, no? I guarantee first time you cannot count up to eight. Six, then the mind goes somewhere already. So better count up to five, enough. Until you can, all the time you can come count up to five, and there's no interruption, no wandering thought, then you can give up counting. You feel your mind becomes stable already, then no need to count. Count is just a mean. A mean to help you to settle down the mind on the breath. So give up counting, then breathe in again, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. For somebody, any of you has no, never practiced anapana, please put up your hand. Never practiced anapana. Okay. If for those meditators who have practiced anapanasati for some times and yet cannot feel the breath, not everybody can feel the breath. So if you cannot feel the breath, I will suggest you stick to metta meditation. Don't go to anapana. For those who cannot feel the breath, it takes very, very long time to make progress. So you should not try anapana, try loving kindness. Loving kindness also can attain jhana. But for those who can easily feel the breath, then anapana is suitable for you. Okay? So breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. The air will going in and going out and touches somewhere. Then keep on the touching point. At the same time, aware of in and out breath. As time goes on, you will gradually feel some in-breath. Sometimes when you breathe in, the in-breath is very short. And when you breathe out, the in-breath also very short. But sometimes when you breathe in, the in-breath is very long. Sometimes when you breathe out, the in-breath, out-breath is very long. This is called long and short of the breath. You have to aware. After you know breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, then second step, you have to aware of long and short of the breath. If you do not aware of long and short, it means that your mindfulness is not sharp. You're just breathing in, breathing out, not enough. Your mindfulness is not precise. So you must also aware long and short of the breath. But don't purposely to make the breath long or to make the breath short. You will notice it. Okay? And as you keep on breathe in and out, the pain may occur somewhere. Maybe on the shoulder, on the knee, on the lower back. Try to ignore the pain. Ignore the pain. If your mind go to the pain and forget your breath, then your concentration on the breath breaks. When the concentration on the breath breaks, you cannot develop further concentration. So you must learn how to ignore the pain. Until you feel the pain is so painful that you cannot concentrate on the breath anymore. Then at that time, please move a little bit or change your posture to ease the pain. because at that time the pain has become obstacle to your concentration. So you got to remove the pain first. So when you change posture, usually the pain will disappear. But after 15 minutes, another pain comes. Pain is our friend, follow us all the times, as long as you have the body. So if you don't accept the pain, then give up the body. That's not possible, right? So finally you got to accept it. But you will reach a state. You will reach a state the pain will never bother you. When your concentration goes deep, when your concentration is well established on the breath, you cannot feel the pain. Only when your mind is not concentrated, now you feel the thoughts, you feel the pain, you feel the sensation, you feel everything, you feel the sound. So learn to ignore. With concentration and vipassana practice is completely different. Vipassana practice, we aware, not vipassana, sorry, mindfulness. Mindfulness and wisdom is also different type of practice. Mindfulness practice, you aware of what is happening at this moment. But concentration is different. Concentration, you only keep one single object. Except your breath. You should not pay attention to anything. So what's concentration? Concentration means unification of the mind on a single object at a duration of time without changing the object. This is called concentration. Okay. So as your mind can concentrate well on the breath object, all the thoughts will subside gradually. In the beginning, of course, the mind is so wild. The mind goes here and there. But as you keep on pulling the mind back to the breath again and again, then the wandering thoughts will subside, and your mind will stay quietly on the breath. And as you keep on going, the breath become more and more subtle. This Anapanasati is very different from other type of meditation. Let's say metta. Metta, when you radiate metta, you have more and more happiness and the image become more and more clear. But Anapanasati is different. For Anapanasati, the breath, when the concentration develops, the breath become more and more subtle, more and more unclear. So this is good stage. You should not try to breathe very loud to make it clear again. Okay. Only subtle breath, very subtle breath produce very deep concentration. You must understand this point. If not, you practice wrongly. Never experience what is concentration. But for beginning, you need clear breath in order to anchor your mind. If there's no breath, how can I anchor my mind? So beginning, the breath is clear. But when the concentration becomes deep, it becomes more and more subtle, more and more subtle, more and more subtle, until you reach a point you cannot feel the breath at all. Somebody gets frightened when they cannot feel the breath. They think, am I still alive? A lot of doubt will arise in the mind. Am I still alive? Why I cannot feel the breath? Something wrong with me? All these are obstacles. All this doubt are obstacles. Therefore, I have to tell you first, you will reach this state that the breath disappears. Then you must know, I am still alive. But because the breath had become very subtle, and my mindfulness is not so precise in order to notice the breath. So you increase your mindfulness, then the breath will come back again. Very subtle breath will come back again. If the breath does not come back to you, you can very softly breathe a little bit. Very softly breathe a little bit to make it perceptible to you. If not, you have no object to anger, then the mind will soon go to sleeping state. All of you will come to this point because we still have 7 days to go. Okay. Okay, so first, just mindful of in-breath and out-breath. Secondly, aware of long and short of the breath. Thirdly, aware of the whole breath body. For example, when you start to breathe in, breathe in this beginning, middle, and the end of the breath, of the in-breath. When you breathe out, this beginning, middle, and the end of the out-breath. But this doesn't mean that you follow the breath, right? Your attention is still under the nostril, but you aware the whole breathing, the whole breath body. But this state cannot be forced. If your mind not yet reached this state and yet you want to see the whole in-breath from beginning, middle, and the end, and you want to see the whole out-breath from beginning, middle, and the end, then you tire yourself. Your mind become even restless. So let this state come naturally. Or during interview, from your report, I will tell you what state you are in, what you should do next. So if you don't reach this state, please don't force yourself. This meditation cannot be forced. You've got to let it come naturally. Okay. And when your mind can well concentrate on the breath, on the subtle breath, and you can follow the whole breath from beginning, middle, and the end, in-breath and out-breath, then you will see, you will experience something extraordinary, which is light. Light will come and greet you. I'm coming. So you will start to see the light. And for first time, you will get frightened also. Although you have been listening many times, one will see the light, one will see the light. But when you actually experience it, you get very excited. Some people get very frightened. And because of your excitement, the light say goodbye to you. And some people, when they experience the light, they think it's imagination. It couldn't be. It's just imagination. And some people, because they never experience, so some people may think, am I out of my mind? When the light appears, they think they are out of their mind. I got to tell you first, because I'm sure at least 40% of you will experience the light. If I do not tell you that this meditation, Anapanasati, light is only a product of your concentration, if I do not tell you first, when you experience it, then sometimes you really think you are out of mind. I would like to relate one of my students' experience to you. That is in West Virginia, in Bhavana Society. One of my students wrote a letter to me. She told me that 25 years ago, She started meditation, but without proper guidance. And she experienced a lot of light, very brilliant light and rapture. Rapture makes the body very light, like no weight. So the body like floating in the air. And because of rapture that she doesn't have, she didn't have appetite to eat. Because rapture makes you full already. So you don't think of eating the food. Then she felt that very, something very extraordinary. And she was not sure what was happening. For a few days, such experience persisted for a few days. Then the doubt arose in her. Then she started to ask other people, what is this experience? Unfortunately, she had not enough good karma to ask the correct person. She asked the wrong person. So her friend told her, "You are crazy." Okay, she said, "I don't think so." Then she asked another friend. Her friend also said, "You are crazy." No. Third, she asked the third person, fourth person, five person, six person, 10 person. All the 10 person who have no meditation experience told her she was crazy. Then finally, yes, I am crazy. So finally, she entered into psychiatric hospital. And she spent many, many long time in a psychiatric hospital. And after she came up from this hospital, she still cannot forget her experience, which is good experience in meditation. And in order to find back, because when she experienced that good state, she has no sense of self, which is very good, right? In Buddha's teaching, we must realize non-self. So she cannot find the self. But after came back from psychiatric hospital, she feel that no self, I cannot survive in America. I got to find back the self. If not, how can I live my life? So in order to find back the self, she indulged in sexual intercourse, drugs, and all kinds of unwholesome actions. In order to find back the self, to feel the solid self. Then after 25 years, she met with one senior monk, and she related her experience again to this senior monk. This senior monk said, "Good, your experience is excellent, but too late." Now she tried very hard, she cannot have the same experience again. So she wrote me this letter. I have so much compassion for her, but what can I help? Right? It's her karma. She didn't have enough good karma to meet with correct teacher. This is my conclusion. Therefore, Buddha say, breakthrough to the stream entry, the first one, there are four factors to help one to break through the attainment of stream entry. Number one is associate with wise teacher. So if you want to make progress in your spiritual path, make sure you have a qualified and practical teacher. The teacher must have practical experience in order to guide you. If not, She or he may guide you to the wrong path, and you do not know. How you know he guide you to the wrong path? Okay. So, and therefore, I have to tell you, you will experience light, because this student's experience, the letter she wrote to me, revealed to me a valuable lesson that I have to tell my student first. They will see the light. Because even though you cannot experience light in this retreat, maybe after some times, if you keep on meditating or practice regularly at home, so one day you may see the light. And at the time I'm not with you, who are you going to ask? But now at least you know already. When light comes, it shows that I have good concentration. So you know already. Then you will not have doubt. And you will not ask those who have no experience. So don't simply reveal your experience to those who are not meditators. What for? You know better than him. Why you should ask him? Right? Don't simply tell your experience to ordinary person. If not, this person will guide you to the wrong way, to the wrong path. Okay, but it is also very there's also disadvantage to tell you that you will experience or you will see the light. Why? Because when you are meditating, you start to, when your mind starts to calm down, then you will say, wow, the light may come already. The light may come. The light may come. So you are expecting. You are expecting the light. Because you know, without light, there's no progress. So you start to expect the light. This is the disadvantage. So you got to give up, abandon, or give up that expectation. The light comes only when your mind is well concentrated. Even sometimes the mind is concentrated, but the light won't come. Then you should not feel disappointed. This Dhamma is non-self, anatta. It's not you expect that the light will come. You let the nature unfold itself. Okay, so no expectation. Okay, as you keep on aware of your breath, and your breath become more and more subtle, and the mind go very deep to the breath, then the light comes. First time, the light comes only few seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds, then the light will go away. It's just the light comes to tell you only. You are progressing. You are progressing. Practice harder, then I will stay longer with you. Okay? So when the light goes away, don't feel disappointed. For everybody, first time the light comes and go, comes and go, comes and go. So when the light comes, don't pay attention to the light. When you pay attention to the light disappears even faster, because the light is very shiny. You direct look at him, then he disappears. So don't look at the light. Then ignore the light. Continue concentrate on the breath. When the concentration on the breath become deeper, the light will stay longer. Longer, they say 5 minutes. 5 minutes consider very long. First time the light appear as grey color, we call preliminary sign. We call nimitta, sign. Sign means sign of concentration. Nimitta means sign of concentration. Then when the concentration become deeper, it turns to become white color, like cloud. Or like cotton wool. First, it's not. First, the light appears far away from you, not so close to you, because the concentration is not deep yet. But when the concentration becomes deep, it becomes closer. The light becomes closer. Different people experience different color of light. What I tell you is in general. So if you experience purple color, then you don't ask, "Hey, sister, say only gray and white. Why I experience purple colors?" Different people experience differently. What I say is in general only. So some may experience purple color, blue color, yellow color, different and different form. Form and color are not important. Important is brightness and the stability of the light. These two points are important. Stability of the light means the light stay for a long time. This is very good. And also the brighter of the light shows that the concentration is deep. So these two things you should take consideration, not the color. Okay? The time up. Tomorrow we continue. Time's up, we continue tomorrow. Okay, so for those who still want to practice loving kindness, please feel free to continue loving kindness. And for those who want to try Anapanasati, mindfulness of breath, you can start today. Okay, and to make your mindfulness of breathing, Anapanasati, successful, you've got to be mindful of your breath all the times. Not only sitting on a cushion. The moment you stand up, don't move first. Keep your attention on the breath. Then walk. Don't pay attention to the feet. I remind you again, don't pay attention to your movement of the leg. We are practicing concentration. The last 2 days we will practice vipassana. But now you practice concentration, except breath. You should not pay attention to your movement, to your leg movement, hand movement, or anything until you fall asleep. One of my students reported to me. He attended my retreat, and after five days, he experienced very brilliant light. And this light suck him, like magnet, suck his mind. His mind go into the light. Both like stuck together. He was so afraid. Then he tried to pull out the mind from the nimitta. Then he want to see me even at night. Then I told him it's very good state. Then finally he told me why he can make such good progress during such a short time. He never attended any long retreat. The retreat he attended only 2 days. Then after he come to my retreat 7 days, on the fifth day he encountered such good experience. And he told me why. Because he is mindful on the breath all the time. From the very beginning, when he get up from the bed, 4:30, he start mindful of the breath until he falls asleep. Whatever movement, whatever he does, he's mindful of the breath. Therefore, he make such rapid progress. Do you want to make progress? If yes, you follow, emulate him. Okay? Thank you. Okay. Open, no. Close the eyes. Close the eye at all time. You only open the eyes when you are sleepy. Okay? If you are not sleepy, don't open the eyes. And also, when you concentrate on the breath, don't use the eye to look at the breath, because the eye is shut, right? Use the mind to feel it. Don't use the eye to look at the breath. Please remember this point. If you use the eye to look at the breath, you feel tired, feel very tired. And also, when you breathe in and breathe out, as I mentioned already, keep your mind as soft as a baby. Don't tense. Any tension in your mind, it will make very difficult to feel the breath. And breathe naturally, as natural as possible. Okay? Any other questions? His translation is different. Directed vitaka vichara. Vitaka is application of the mind. Vichara is sustained application of the mind. I will explain tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Yes? Say it again. Close the. No. Forget about the third eye. Forget about the eyes. Two eyes or third eyes. All forget the eyes. Use the mind. My eyes. Use the mind to feel. Okay. When you open the eye, the light disappears. So if you don't want the light disappear, don't open the eyes. The mind, wisdom mind, will see the light. Okay? When you reach that state, you understand. Okay. Any other question? Before you start? Okay. Now tomorrow morning I still will explain again to remind you, because if you are familiar with the practice, then no doubt will arise in you. Then you remove one hindrances of doubt. Okay? So now we come for interview. Please come for interview. Okay. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.